Yes. Some might say, well, wasn't this just an ancient way of talking about the difference? It's different things I do not know in this history. Spirits trouble Christians. And that other way comes in. God promised us freedom, in fact, the Apostle Paul wrote, because we have these promises for things, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit, and let us work toward complete holiness, because we fear God. Our part is to cooperate fully with the Holy Spirit, as it comes from God better to transform us. Rob Piper offers a helpful picture. Spirits of conflict and trouble Christians. Rather than thinking in terms of the spirit of the human person, thinking of the vision of the human person, Jesus is great for the physical path. God will bring to you. Need is for someone to come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, come to a person. Now, if Jesus came to believe in this man, he was accepted by Jesus. If this man was a member of the old covenant faith, he was a child of Israel. Let's see what Jesus did for this man. Say to yourself, this wild passage. Jesus cast out a demon from a man who couldn't speak, and when the demon was gone, the man began to speak. Because that's something that was the problem for this individual. Good Bible study practice asks the question, what did this all mean to the first audience? What did it mean to them? Aaron reminds us, the ancestors of Jesus' audience that day, the good folks, often drifted into idol or state substitute worship of the God of heaven and earth with the worship of little statues, idols of God, or they will adopt something from the surrounding culture instead. And the problem is that we often absorb the character of whatever we worship. Psalm 135 says of these idols, they have mouths but cannot speak, and eyes but cannot see. People became as spiritually dull as the thing they worshiped. Everybody worships something. This is true. Everybody's religious. Remember the Roman system under religious. It might be vintage cars. Selling out work and becoming significant, getting promoted, or it could be achieving something great. That becomes the God of our character, the threat, whatever it is. Or at the top, and you can trample them with no conscience. This way, very dull. Over what people thought. They might have wanted to hear the word of God, but Jesus is coming in authority. When he comes to open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf, they weep like deer. Those who cannot speak, sing like deer. Springs gush forth in the wilderness, streams go off the waste. So the Messiah has come. The kingdom already is. The kingdom of God is coming. Wow, that's amazing. But who did Jesus think he is? Who did he think he is? Because he was 10. The crowds were amazed, but some of them said, one day he can cast out demons. He gets his power from Satan, prince of demons. Others trying to test Jesus, demanded that he show them a miraculous sign from heaven to prove his authority. Now, why would some say Jesus got his power from demons? It's too hard to believe. He tried to kill his brother. I mean, it's pretty convincing argument to get people to believe that person's Jesus is God. It's the old adage. Very, very sharp. He wrote, for he, Christ, has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness, transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son. First of faith, at the gate of faith. The kingdom already, yes, one kingdom to another, pathways forbid them. The kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of God. And others tried to test, Jesus said, before us a miraculous sign. This is not a man they knew who couldn't speak suddenly can talk. And they're saying, well, prove it. Prove it. It's like someone gives you a million bucks and says, prove me. It was ludicrous. Ridiculous. Rob Reiner says he was teaching somebody in the class. The student was 6.5 feet taller than the teacher. Came to him and said, I used to be a kid. I have demons. I can feel things falling around in me while you're talking about your voice. Blasphemous. I have done lots of bad things in my life. Can you help me? Yes, and then after the class, two of the young men in the class argued with him, as he said, vociferous. They were vocalized with strong arguments against this. He reminded them of the hopeless. They just went by and finally gave the class a chance to vote. Whoever wants to prepare to debate these things is the best. At that point, he asked me, and he said, nobody told me that he was supposed to help me. So he said, any kingdom divided by civil war is doomed, and of the splintered by feuding is fallen apart. You say, I'm empowered by Satan. Satan is divided, divided against itself. How can he be? If I am empowered by Satan, what about your exorcists? He's asked out evil students. But if I'm casting out demons by the power of God, then the kingdom of God has it. A man like Satan is fully armed and guards this palace as possessed to say, I'm some demons strong. Attacks, powers him, strips him of his weapons, and carries off his demons and his friends. Of the prison, blowback. Our acceptance represents our power soul to God. Under the hand of the Spirit, when Moses was sent by God to get the free slavery in Egypt, there was a receiver of Father. Moses went to Pharaoh and said, "Hey, this is the prayer. Now he's got a whole mind. But for the first while, Pharaoh's magicians, who could have counted, could copy the guidance of the Bible to the king. And then he went to the king, who told Pharaoh this, "This is the finger of the Lord." This is the finger of the Lord. When King Belshazzar threw a drinking party for his wives, his concubines, and his nobles, he served them all with goblets of silver and gold that his predecessor had consumed, and because he had been drinking from the temple of God in Jerusalem. They were not afraid at the time until suddenly a hand appeared, large hand, writing on the wall of the palace. And Belshazzar took tail and lost his footing, his legs buckled. He was terrified, and nobody in the court of the king knew what this meant. So he said to Daniel, "He appeared before the king, the captive, who understood the writing. He said, 'You have not humbled yourself and recognized everything you have, this glory you have, is a gift from God.' And so, time's up, he said specifically, 'You have prayed in the places of God, the kingdom, your kingdom has been divided.'" It was about Jesus. He went and found the church that prayed about the call of prayer meeting and prayed, stretched out the hands. Can miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus? Are you all ready? Jesus could not probably has arrived. Peter says, "Then the kingdom of God has arrived among you," referred to an explosive and expected out of God's Satan's it's not a contest, it's a conquest. I couldn't do this. Greater power of God restricts all his weapons. Authority takes back everything he's taken. He's no negotiator. There is authority under the hand of God in the name of Jesus. Ephesians 6, the other verse says, must put on all of God's power so that he will be able to stand firm against all strategies. Be quiet, prepared for battle, and attention to these in possession of the truth. Essentially, we are not the already has problems with him, but who does Jesus think he is? He claimed to be the power of God. We talk to him because he has voices in his head, thoughts, telling her to harm herself. I had no experience. But he thought, probably discouraged her. She said, you think I have. She said, well, I know it. Because I know what this time is probably going to be. She said, what other beauty priestess and I was a beauty practitioner. Bob wrote that Bojack had experienced this. Understand, I didn't get a junior Holy Spirit. I want to see the Holy Spirit that was in Jesus. Jesus was dependent on the Holy Spirit. Yes. 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 And he said, with the help of God, the prophet of the Holy Spirit, God of faith, kingdom already, all that's the reason Jesus thinks he is the power of God. And so we choose to go with Jesus. He said, anyone who isn't with me opposes me, anyone who isn't working with me is but when an evil spirit leaves a person, it goes to the evil brother. I will return to the person I came from. This liberatory defines that it's formal to be swept and free. And then a spirit finds seven other spirits more evil than itself and call into the person who lives there and say that person is worse off than Jesus had called the crowd out to himself, and he didn't offer to be pardoned just in twice. But he said, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from yourself and place it up your cross and follow me. The cross, you surrender all of the filthy existence. Jesus was inside and keeps changing his. Life over life is in Christ. Victory over Satan is at the cross. It's created by the heart of God and through that cross, we are not just Paul says, God, in all his fullness, was pleased living Christ. God reconciled everything. He made peace with everything. And on earth, by peace of Christ's blood, and forgiveness. be dead. Why did Jesus say this? And why did he do this? The author helps us understand the significance of this. The desert, the book of the desert, for 40 years, they rebelled against God, and so then why would he come back to the place of the crowd? It's crowded with people who are not stopped. And they turn to put their ears power here, Jesus, the power of the Spirit, the kingdom already is God. That was the reason he included Jesus and Jesus. He prayed to be the power of God. So he desired his first good. Don't run around assuming that you can do this. That thought is interesting. Except if you disagree with the love each other like you love yourself. That's what you see. Second, we don't run around the office to cast out people. It's part of the third, don't operate on spiritual power. What do we do? Let's start Him already in the beginning, not yet.
Thank you.